Well, we just heard how FITARA, the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, just passed and late last year and now getting its way into agencies can help them save money. But what about contractors? They've also got to live with this new law. For one view of how FITARA is affecting them, we turn to Anthony Robbins, the Vice President of Federal at Brocade. Anthony, good morning. Great to have you on.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I'm just reading one of the many, many analyses that have been published about FITARA. Here's one from Gartner. It says, FITARA reallocates power over federal IT procurement and management. And so how does it look to vendors? It's probably too early to say that you've seen much change, but what are vendors worried about with FITARA taking hold?
Yeah, I'm not sure that we're worried, but we're going to have to adjust and change, just like the government's going to have to adjust and change relative to its implementation of FITARA. Clearly, the CIOs are going to have more responsibility and more power, right? So we're going to have to spend more time in some agencies, bureaus, and components working with CIOs, you know, where they will have more control and a voice and a seat at the table than before. And I think, you know, at the heart of FITARA is really, you know, it's legislation that's trying to make a broad statement that you know, we're spending $80 billion a year on IT. There is, you know, by many reports, a fair amount of waste that's a part of that number. And IT is going to be a part of the evolving, you know, cost savings that are available to government, and they want to figure out, you know, how to get at cost savings, waste, and investment in the future.
Now, along with FITARA, there's a lot of things going on from OMB also. You've got this category management initiative at DOD. You've got better buying power and all of these other initiatives that are kind of aligning with FITARA. Is it getting tougher for a given sales force in the contractor side to know exactly who the customer is and who the economic buyer is that you've got to convince to say, yeah, we'll use this vendor?
Well, I think that's a fair point. But, you know, selling to the government has always been complicated, right? You've got the agencies and folks with money and the role of the systems integrators and program business and ecosystems, you know, and all the GWACs, MACs, IDIQs, and BPAs and the like. So it's always been a complicated market to sell to. And I don't think FITARA makes it any more complicated. It does, you know, bring some changes into it, and we'll adjust.
Well, do you think it makes it less complicated? If it doesn't add complication, does it simplify it at all?
Well, it could. And I think some of that will depend on the role that Tony Scott has as the incoming CIO relative to rolling out FITARA and the OMB guidance that, you know, I guess will be provided here in late spring, early summer. So I think, you know, depending on how the leadership and OMB guidance comes out across the agencies, and then how the CIOs adopt that, you know, if it's implemented differently at all the agencies, you know, yeah, then yes, there could be some confusion. I know one of the things that we're doing is through our federal forum on June 17th in D.C., we're actually having a panel on acquisition where we will have some government CIOs actually talking about FITARA. So as a vendor or supplier, we're trying to play a role in the conversation.
And I'm wondering if vendors will be asked, or do you think they'll be asked for maybe some data about all of the sales they have within all of the bureaus, for example, bundled in with a given department, because one of the goals of this is to get department-wide and ultimately government-wide views of who's buying what from whom.
Well, I hope so. I hope so, because in the end, we're all taxpayers. And I have said, and I think I've shared with you on this program before, you know, the federal government over the next 5 to 7 years is on the track to spend $500 billion in IT. And while on one hand, many say that, you know, we're budget constrained, on the other hand, $500 billion is a lot of money. And so there's plenty of money for IT to be an engine for reform across the government. And if a part of identification of waste or savings or better return on investment was for vendors like ourselves to make available, you know, spending with us, well, I would be happy to provide such information. We believe that for us, you know, in the case of the network, that if we can assist the government in moving what we call to the new IP, you know, a network infrastructure that includes multi-vendors, it's open, it's software-driven, we have modeled ways for the government to save literally billions of dollars. And as OMB has recently said as well, there's still some very big savings available in data centers, which I had worried was losing steam, which I think FITAR is kind of bringing back up. So I think the government has a chance to save money and improve capability and capacity with both its networking and its within its data centers.
We're speaking with Anthony Robbins. He's the vice president of Federal for Brocade. I guess that's a good point, because as they, if they get back to that push to consolidate and therefore close data centers, that seemed to be kind of losing steam for a while. But as you say, FITARA makes it, kind of gives it a legal kick in the backside, if you will. That also means that the existing data centers probably need to be fixed up and optimized in some manner. So that would seem to actually be counterintuitive. It could be good for vendors with the closing of data centers.
Yeah, absolutely. With what I always kind of call it, in during times of significant change, right, and compelling reason to change, like the budget challenges and FITARA, there will be opportunities to serve this customer segment. You know, and we believe that there are significant savings that are available for us, whether it's the network infrastructure or it's data centers. There's a great opportunity. The opportunity is going to have to be enabled by really great leadership at the agency level. As everybody will tell you, and you know so well, the devil's in the details. Execution and change leadership is going to matter more, I believe, than just the legislation. But I do believe that this will create an opportunity to save money, to better invest, and to give some more power and control to CIOs, which is, by the way, a commercial best practice.
And as OMB develops the guidance for agencies, which they're going to come out with, have they been consulting with industry also on the development of all of this?
Yeah, there's a bunch of avenues where to provide feedback, and you know, we provided feedback, you know, going as far back as testifying, but you know, in front of subcommittee hearings and the like. So there's been a bunch of avenues for vendors like ourselves and agencies to provide feedback. And I think even yesterday, Tony Scott mentioned that he's got a whole bunch of feedback right now.
Now, of course, companies like Brocade and many, many others are national companies with big commercial sales businesses. And that's different from purely federal contractors. So are the people at headquarters asking what's going on there in Washington and how's it going to affect my federal sales and marketing operation?
Well, generally, yes. We try to handle those kind of questions for the company. This is less of a concern to our company, I can tell you, versus the continuing resolution and sequester and government shutdown that we've all recently come through. So far less impactful on our corporate organization.
Yeah, so as long as the money's not pinched off, you can deal with anything that happens on the policy front.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, Anthony Robbins is the Vice President of Federal at Brocade. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.